Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class. Jason, thank you for engineering. I was just telling Jason that, you know, for years, as long as I've been on the air, I've been saying everyone all set, cocked, locked, here we go. I just want you all to know, and I've said this many times, I am not advocating for a civil war or a revolutionary war. I'm not. I'm just saying that that's my way of saying be prepared for everything. Everything. Food shortages, power outages, traffic jams that you can't extricate yourself from, being in the wrong place at the wrong time, mini-max regret. You know, that's what to me, cocked and locked means. It means being a Boy Scout, being a Girl Scout, being prepared for everything, everything. And the Get Prepared Expo that we had, that's what we taught, being prepared for everything, including having vitamins, minerals, and supplements at the ready and in store for the eventuality that you may not be able to get them. That's what it means. To me, it means having a microphone with a digital high-speed connection to GCN. And when that breaks while I'm on the air, a plan B to connect to GCN without digital communications. That's what cocked and locked means to me. However, I think that people have reached the breaking point. And some people have advocated the unthinkable. They really have. They are calling for a civil war because of what happened at Mar-a-Lago. I'm not, but they are. So I just want you to know, I advocated not going to the Capitol on January 6th. I said, it's absolutely crazy. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. And, you know, some people think that a civil war, a revolutionary war is, you know, that's going to solve the problems. It's going to make everything really, really bad. Really bad. We had a civil war here. We had a revolutionary war here. And a lot of people died. You know, things could have been discussed. Things could have been solved without the muskets. They could have been. And I suggest that we do that this time and from now on. Every country. Kathy's with us. Welcome, Kathy.
Good morning, Vince. How are things on the farm?
Well, you know, they're hot. They're hot, but they're getting a little cooler. And Mrs. Fennelli found from our orchard, we have a fruit tree orchard and a nut grove, she found an apple, one. So out of the entire orchard, one apple, one. But, you know, it was a Honeycrisp. So, you know, of all the apples that we could have had, we got what I consider the best one. And we got one plum, one micro plum. And we have some pears coming in. But peaches, no. Nectarines, maybe one might pop out, just maybe. And the as far as our garden, the yield is way down, about 25% of what it was last year, 25% of, not, so that's a 75% reduction. Hay, 75% reduction. But the tomatoes and the poblano peppers are world class. I'm not sure why. It took a long time to get here. We're just starting to see red tomatoes. The last couple of days I've had a tomato salad. And here's the recipe, class. So you take tomatoes from your garden fresh. You wash them. And you cut them up into small pieces. If they're cherry tomatoes, cut them at least in half, maybe in quarters. Poblano peppers, cut them in, almost dice them after you wash them. Save the seeds, of course, because you're going to need them next year. And then a little bit of cold pasta, a little bit of cold pasta. Like if you were going to have a pasta dish, maybe a quarter of the amount cold. And then your favorite salad dressing, a little salt and pepper. It's extraordinary. Absolutely extraordinary. So that is Vinny's soon-to-be-worldwide-known cold salad plate. Kathy, any comments about that?
Well, it sounds good, Vince, but a lot of times what I do is I'll slice the tomato, and I will put a little olive oil on it, and I'll put salt and pepper, and I'll chop up maybe some garlic salt, and I'll chop up or dice up some basil, fresh basil, and I'll let it set while I'm making my lunch or dinner or whatever, and I love it that way, too. It just,
sounds good to me.
Flavors kind of marinate, yeah.
You know, we planted some cilantro, and it didn't grow, and we watered it in a bucket on the veranda. And so it had half sun, you know, half a day's worth of sun, the western sun. And it wasn't growing worth a darn. And now that it cooled off a little bit, it's starting to grow nicely. So I think we're going to have some tomato seeds, poblano pepper seeds, bell peppers, not much happening there. I have a 300% failure in corn. Not one kernel germinated, not one. Tried different different varieties, not one kernel of corn germinated. So I blame it on the heat. It was just too much. So, Kathy, what do you have for us? I've got a few things on my list. What do you have on your list for today?
Well, Vince, I do have some, you know, areas that I think people can look in, but I'm hearing over and over a few things, and one is people are complaining about produce in grocery stores being old, moldy, expired. Bread is the same way they go to get bread. Now, personally, I haven't experienced it here. Ours has been pretty good, and I found some, you know, good prices, but what I'm seeing is, like, in some areas, now, I'm not seeing it out in our little farmers markets or the roadside stands. Those are still been very good prices. But one, there have been comments about tomatoes being $2.64 a pound or tomatoes being $4 a pound, and they didn't even look good. They were still, like, yellowy red. I mean, they weren't even ripe. So those tomatoes are not going to taste good, even if you bought one. So as I was thinking about what they were saying with the price of cucumbers, and I'm thinking, okay, part of it is due to the fact that I'm sure they're sitting in trucks. I'm sure they're sitting in the heat. One manager made a comment that they're coming in that way. Some of the fruit and vegetables are coming in that way, so they have to sort it, and they miss them. Other people are saying they don't have enough workers to put it out and to go through it. So bottom line, I'm thinking of, okay, let's say that tomatoes right now are in the grocery store $2.64 a pound or $4 a pound. Now, it could be a supply chain problem, so they're raising the price. But I'm thinking about, like, just take tomatoes, for example. If that's how much they are right now, then what are all the tomato-based products going to be as we go on into the fall and next year? You know, how much is ketchup going to be? How much is pizza sauce, canned tomatoes, tomato paste? You know, all the different, the marinara, the spaghetti sauce that you buy. So that kind of raised some alarms to me that it's all going to be a trickle-down effect. If there's a shortage in cucumbers, then anything pickles, all that's going to be either hard to get or the price is going to be risen quite a bit. So I've been advocating this since, I mean, all season long. If you can get your produce and do something with it right now. I had a neighbor that called me and she said, do you want any extra tomatoes? So I took what she had and then I ended up with what I had. And so I just canned 14 pints and I still had enough left over because I still wanted to have some for slicing because they weren't quite ready. So if those ripen, I may do another batch. But, you know, my concern is, yes, they're bad right now, but if the fruit isn't even very good where you're going, then at least try to get it fresher somewhere else and freeze it, can it, dehydrate it, whatever you can do to have it for later. And Vince, the other thing that I just read, and I have never done this, but the lady commented, she was at Walmart, and peaches were 99 cents a pound. So she put them on the scale that they had there, and it weighed one point six pounds. So when she went to the cashier and they weighed it on their scale, that scale said 2.45 pounds. And she says, no, I just weighed it on the other scale. And the lady said, no, this is what it is. Take it or leave it. So if you don't weigh what you have and then they go to the other scale and it's weighing more, think about all the produce that you would buy that could potentially be a lot higher. So I'm sitting there thinking maybe what I need to do is take a notepad in with me, weigh everything that has to be weighed, and then if there's a discrepancy, it's either the scale at the cashier or it's the scale in the produce department. But the other thing too, Vince, is I think it's smart because I'm reading this over and over. They don't have time to change the prices, or there's some stores that there's not even a price there. And I've seen that too, where there's no sticker on the shelf. So I always ask them to scan it for me first, like tell me what the price is, and I'll tell you if I want it. But I think it'd be very wise to take a notepad and to write the price down and on the ounces. And if you do have a phone and you take a picture, you've got it right there. Most stores will honor it if you show them that's what the price is. But that is a huge savings if you can be aware of what your prices are. And of course, Vince, the prices are going up. I mean, one lady, she does a price book like I do, and she noticed from July to August was a 20%. She listed like five different things that she went back to the stores. One was Sam's, like coffee went from $9.88 to $12.88. Potatoes were $7.50. They went to $10. Onions had a $2 increase. They went from $6 to $8. So, you know, I think we just need to be aware and to do everything we can to get our produce now and our meats or cheeses and do what we can. But then, so that was really concerning about the prices and the scale being off. So
yeah, I agree. I've got a couple comments when we come back about what you said about the scale. Kathy's with us. Hour number two, Dane Wigington. We'll be right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. you could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers? Law enforcement? And many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Kathy's with us. Kathy in Ohio. We're talking about domestic engineering. So, Kathy, during the break, I went to the kitchen, and I got a couple of cans. And these would be, one of them is diced tomatoes with green chilies. And on the can, it says net weight 14.5 ounces. I found another can exactly the same size as another product, and it's a tomato product, and it says net weight 15 ounces. So they're the same size can, but the contents have different weights. Now, net weight, when it says net weight 14.5 ounces or net weight 15 ounces, that means the weight of the product in the container, without the container. So if you were to get the weight of the diced tomatoes and chilies and you were to weigh it without the can, it would be 14.5 ounces, plus or minus a very, very small amount. So it's pretty accurate. So what I did was I took those two cans and I put them on a scale that I inherited from my grandmother. And the scale has a platform, and you can weigh meat, you weigh cans, you can weigh up to maybe 15 pounds. And it's extremely accurate, and it was built in the 1920s or the 1930s. So I took each of these cans, put them on the scale, and they came out to right around a pound. Makes sense, right? 14.5 ounces plus the can. That sounds like about 16 ounces. 15 ounces plus the can. Sounds like about 16 ounces. 16 ounces equals a pound. So here's the whole point. I know what a pound feels like. I know what 2 pounds feels like. So if I weighed some fruit or vegetables at the scale at the produce department, I can tell whether that scale is pretty accurate or not, just by the feel of it in my hand. What I would do in that case, and from now on, is I would take a can of something. Maybe I might not intend to buy it, but let's say a can of diced tomatoes and chilies, which would weigh in at about a pound. And if I were buying something that were being weighed on a scale and the number came out way different, or even a little bit different from what I weighed it in the produce department, I was, let's try this. Let's take that off your electronic scale that has the price-o-meter built in, and let's take this can of diced chilies, because here it says 14.5 ounces, and we'll add the weight of the can. Let's say it's another ounce and a half. That should come out to about a pound, right? 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 You agree? Right? Okay, good. Let's see what happens. And if it comes out to 2 pounds, the next thing I would do is I'd take a picture of that. If I had a phone, I won't have a phone, but if I did, I would. And then I'd say, thanks very much, I'm not going to buy those vegetables because I don't think your scale's right. Then I would immediately leave the store and call the state government, weights and measures, and I would have that store shut down. Now, there was a farmer's cooperative in our little hamlet, and they don't sell fertilizer anymore because their scale was off. I didn't buy fertilizer from them, but other farmers did. And they figured out that they were paying way more for the fertilizer than they were getting. They were paying for weight that was not there. The scale was off. And the state shut them down. So, you know, if that happens a couple times, these grocers all get together, and they talk about it. Like, don't do it. Because you know what happened to Joe. They closed the store. Okay. So, Kathy, any comments?
I was just thinking the same thing when you said something, taking something up that you knew that the measurement was correct. And if you weighed it, and, you know, you could also put that can on the produce scale to see if that was accurate, too, then. I think that's a brilliant idea, but I bet you I have been taken advantage of many times because if that's the case. And the ironic part was, Vince, the store told the lady take it or leave it. They wouldn't correct it, so she didn't buy it because she knew she was getting, you know, not getting the right price.
Yeah, well, you know, the big hammer of the state government will come down and shut those guys down. And then, you know, you could send that picture to the newspaper or put it on, you know, whatever internet site. Hey, look at this. Look. Here's what happened. Here's what these guys are doing. That black eye would be really painful to the store. It really would. And by the way, class, the produce department is a make it or break it for a supermarket. If the produce department does well, the supermarket survives. If the produce department does poorly, they make mistakes, they buy the wrong things too often and have to throw them away, the supermarket could go under. No kidding. That's where the profit potential is in food.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Producer Price Index program measures the average change over time in selling prices received by American producers. Prices for everyday necessities remain at a multi-decade high. The Labor Department reported Thursday that its Producer Price Index climbed nearly 10% in July from the previous year. Wells Fargo's Paul Christopher on Fox Business.
We think there will be a recession ultimately, probably a little bit later this year.
The Justice Department reported an Iranian operative has plans to murder Trump administration National Security Advisor John Bolton and former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. John Bolton on CBS News.
They were able to confirm that it was potentially an effort either to kidnap me or assassinate me.
The whereabouts of Shirom Parsafi, a member of Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard, is unknown. We are USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
The first orbital test flight of SpaceX's Starship vehicle won't get off the ground in August. SpaceX apparently still hasn't received a launch license for the Starship orbital test flight, which will lift off from the South Texas facility. Launch licenses are issued by the FAA. As the Biden administration's open border policy has made America less safe, filled it with more drugs, killing our people in record numbers, and with no one knowing the actual number, millions more people on America's electrical grid can't be a good thing. Lynn Allen on Fox News is a Texas rancher and calls out what he's seeing.
Thank God for Greg Abbott and our wonderful Border Patrol workers. I hope that Greg Abbott adds about another 40-something buses and brings them on up to New York and then keeps them going up to Delaware and puts them right in Biden's front door. Because right now this country is in a crisis. It's in a recession. We've got food shortages in the food banks. And guess what? Guess who's going to be paying for these migrants? The working family. The American workers are going to be paying for these migrants. Instead of paying for their own children, we're going to have to pay for them. And it's not fair. It's all they're doing is trying to buy a vote here. And I'm telling you, this country's in sad shape right now.
I'm Lance Pry. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It's gonna be sliding.
Order today's hot.
Last day.
God, you're
take my when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah, sometimes I just can't help it. But I heard on the news an official from the U.S. government saying that, after the announcement that the producer price index is up about 10% since last year, that we will ultimately be in a recession. Class, that's absolute nonsense. We're in a depression. We're way past a recession. And if you tend to believe what the official story is from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, you won't survive. None of that's true. I mean, no matter what they say, it's not true. And so you are in charge of you. I was telling Kathy on the phone privately that Mrs. Finelli said that the Whirlpool manufactured washing machine is leaking on the floor. It started leaking. And so during the broadcast, our son took the cabinet off. It takes two screws, two Phillips screws that hold the control panel. And you remove one screw on each at the base of each. It's in the front. You can see them. And you take those screws out, and then you flip over the control panel. Then there are two clips that hold the whole cabinet on, just two clips, and you remove them with a screwdriver. And the water pump was leaking, and the water pump is held on by two clips. So a flat screwdriver is all you need to remove the water pump, along with a pair of pliers to release the spring loaded hose clamps. There's two hose clamps, two hoses to the water pump. Water pump just pushes on, held on by two spring clamps. The whole job takes 15 minutes. And so I changed the water pump yesterday. You know, it works great. It really does. And how much does a water pump cost for a Whirlpool style agitator washing machine? You know, one that's more than 10 years old. Well, I'm looking at eBay right now, and there's one for $12.45 with shipping included. $12.45. So we had two of them in stock here at the farm. I want to get some more, probably two more, because those parts do actually wear out. And that $12.45, you can think of it as insurance so that you can keep your washing machine, agitator washing machine, working. Make sure you look at the one that you have first before you buy it and get the right one. But it's pretty much like one main type. The other thing is there's a capacitor that starts the motor, the washing machine motor, the electric motor. And they're about $12 also. It seems like capacitors are $12. So whether it's an air conditioning compressor capacitor or an air compressor capacitor or a washing machine capacitor for these electric motors, about $12 on eBay. Try to find one that looks like it has that the label looks like it was made with people who care, because they're all coming from China. And the ones that are made in the United States, that's over. We don't make them anymore. But the ones that are made in China, look at the labels and see if they're on straight, and see if they pay attention to at least to the outward appearance of quality. And so for $12, you can have that in stock. So when you need it, you've got it, and you're good to go in 15 minutes. Kathy, any comments?
Yeah, Vince, you just saved yourself a ton of money by having it there and being able to fix it. But you've sure had a rash of things go wrong.
we had a whole month of capacitor failures. It's unbelievable. Yeah. And just to put an exclamation point on all this, I bought a capacitor meter, one to test capacitors. It was on eBay. And I was looking at these things, and I'm trying to think, where's the best value point? Which one looks like it's the most sturdy? And so it came from China, and I really don't like buying stuff from China. But I'm thinking, what is the difference between buying the Chinese product from China and buying the Chinese product from some guy who's got in a warehouse or some gal who's got in a warehouse in the United States? The difference is it costs a little bit less if it comes from China, so I'm just going to get it from China. And because we don't make them. You can't get an American-made, you know, fully American-made capacitor tester. There's no such thing. So it was $18 and change. Shipped from China, actually $18.54. So I bought it, and they put it in bubble pack, just real thin bubble pack. I'm talking this Chinese bubble pack. Doesn't get any thinner than that, right? And then they put that bubble pack, one layer of bubble pack around this meter, which has a glass display and a dial and some test leads. And it's a sensitive, relatively sensitive piece of gear. They put it in one layer of bubble pack, and then they put that in a bubble pack envelope. And then by the time it got from China to the United States, the display was knocked out of it. And the display is this glass display, and it's held on by a little piece of tape. I'm not exaggerating. So I've got it right here, and the display rattles around. It won't work. It won't light up. No sign of life. So I sent a message to eBay that it came broken, and I'd like a prepaid shipping label and a full refund. And so this has been going on for about 10 days, back and forth. And the Chinese say, how about $9? and keep the meter. I go, meter's no good. I don't want the meter. It's no good. It's broken. And they go, finally, they said, how about $10? And I said, no, it's broken. I cannot use it. It's broken. It was not packed properly. It's broken. I sent them pictures of it initially. And finally, yesterday they said to me, how about a full refund if you give us positive feedback? And I said, okay. After a full refund, I will give you feedback. And so I just got the refund. So now they want me to say how great they are. They're miserable to work with. So I just want to let you know that if you stay in the game, you can prevail. You can prevail. Now, it's only $18, some people would say. But to me, $18 is a lot of money. I don't even buy a McDonald's cup of senior coffee, which, I don't know, used to be 50 cents, and maybe now it's 75. Maybe it's now $3. I don't know, because I haven't been there. But I don't even do that. So I'm not going to let people take advantage of my family. I'm not going to do it. And I said, you know, ultimately I said to these Chinese guys in China that, don't worry about it. I'll just escalate this to eBay. And they'll take care of it. Because eBay will give me a full refund. So the Chinese knew that no matter what, they were going to lose. So they finally capitulated and sent me my refund of $18.54. And they don't want this meter back because it's broken. Why would they want to pay shipping back for something that they know is broken? Why would they want to do that? They know better than that. Bottom line is, people are careless. People don't care about your stuff. They don't care. They really don't care. Just like that scale that weighed 2X at the supermarket, and the store doesn't care whether you buy it or not. They don't care. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. Very few people care about others, except for here at USA Prepares. We are absolutely different, and I'm going to tell you how. Kathy and her husband found a... Is it okay if I tell a story about what you found you thought I might be interested in? Is that okay, Kathy? Do you mind if I tell a story?
No, sure. That's fine, Vince.
Okay. So Kathy knows that I'm a gearhead, and although I've never met her, I've never met her husband, they found something at an auction that they thought that would interest me. And they asked me if it'd be okay if they bid on it for me. I was delighted, absolutely delighted. They won the auction, very low price. It's unbelievable. I mean, it was books. And so they picked them up, they bid on them, they paid for them, they picked them up. And they didn't even want me to reimburse them for it. And that can't happen. I have to reimburse them. That's absolutely a given. But what I'm saying, USA Prepares Class looks out for USA Prepares Class. We are absolutely, positively unique in the world of radio. Absolutely unique. And there's nobody like us. There's nobody who looks out for the others in class like we do. And this isn't something that I said to Kathy or her husband. Hey, y'all, you know, if you get a chance, would you look out for these things for me? Because I, you know, I really like them. And it never happened. She knew what I was like. She knew what she thought I could really use here at the farm. She found it. Her husband found it. Her husband, I guess, and she packed it up. And that's the story. So I just wanted to share that, Kathy. Thank you so much for what you do, for sharing and taking the time for our classes. Very few people like those in USA Prepares. And I think it's absolutely true. There are very few of us. I wish there were more, but I don't think so. Kathy, what's next?
Well, Vince, just to comment, you know, you have helped a lot of people, me included, indirectly, by making us aware of things like, you know, I probably am a little bit more aware of doing things because my husband's a lot like you, mechanically and electrically and building all that. He knows, and I've watched him through the years, but I've learned even more. And I think, Vince, I've learned to question more and to stand up more based on the examples you just gave with staying in the fight and getting to the bottom of it. But I also heard yesterday that David, you know, was helping us, and that was just wonderful too. And you know, Vince, even though we've never met, all of us, I think we all have a common bond, and we. And so it's been a blessing.
I don't know if I got disconnected. Kathy, can you hear me okay?
I can, yes.
Okay, great. There was a kind of a dropout for several seconds. And I know that you've helped some people who were in need in the USA Prepares family. And you and Rich and a whole bunch of people have jumped in. Bert, Bill Chow, a whole bunch of people have just jumped in. And it's kind of a wonderful thing. And as we go further down, I think we're going to need more help helping each other, more advice, more circling the wagons, more working together. And I'm starting to see a little bit more of that in the farming villages, if you will. Farmers are working with farmers, and they've just decided that they can help each other when someone has a skill and another one doesn't. The one with the skill helps the one without the skill, and then the one with different skills, you know, may have vegetables or beef or something like that, and they work together. And that's the way it used to be, and that's the way it needs to return, like pronto. So, class, what Kathy was saying about tomato products, you know, items that don't handle being trucked in hot trucks, I think that's part of the problem. I think that the heat is so great that the heat in the trucks is hotter than the heat outside the trucks. So if it's 100 degrees outside the trucks are traveling on the skin of the truck. It's got the nice warm sun on it. The contents are getting hotter, 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 and it causes the fresh produce to spoil faster. So I think Kathy's absolutely positively right on the money with tomato products going up in price. And the availability is going to be harder to find. And that's finished tomato products like ketchup, like diced tomatoes and chilies, like spaghetti sauce, you know, picante sauce, those kinds of things. So keep that in mind if you think you're going to need some of those things. We'll be right back.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, Clash, here's a quick update. I mentioned that razors last me a really long time. So, I started out this year, January 1st, using a brand new razor. And it's made by Schick and it has two blades. It is not it's not one of those cartridge razors. It's a whole razor that is disposable. But I don't like throwing things away. So I want to make it last as long as possible. So what I do is I shave in the shower and I put, you know, I wash my face a couple times with soap, rinse it off and get the oils off. Then I take soap and I put it right on my face while it's wet in the shower. Okay. And then I take a bar of soap, that same bar of soap, and I have it in my hand. And I got all this lather in my hand, if you will. I use the razor and I go backwards against where my thumb meets the palm of my hand. And I sharpen the razor by going backwards with soap on the razor and in my hand. Going backwards, 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 backwards. You know, several iterations of that. And it sharpens the razor. And then I can shave. I have been using that same razor. I used it again today. For 8 months, 11 days. Same razor. I expect that it will last at least a year. And if it doesn't, I'm going to be really disappointed. Really disappointed. So if you got a 20-pack of these things, Schick, and I think they're the best, and I'm not talking about the fancy ones. These are just plain Jane Green ones, not their extreme ones, just the plain two-blade, Schick 2, I think they're called. They're made in China with U.S. blades. They should last a year apiece, at least. But you have to wash them thoroughly, you know, put the blade under the shower head when you're done, get the soap off, get the stubble off, the nubs, get all that off, shake it dry and let it dry on a shower, you know, like a soap rack, and you'll probably have the same result that I have. But you can't let anybody else use it. because if someone else uses it, it seems to set the blade such that it won't work very well anymore. So if you use it for month after month after month, and it looks like it's going to go for the rest of the year, and you let someone else use it once, that's it. It's done. So you have to make sure that you're the only one that uses it. I can't explain exactly why. Maybe it's the angle that the blade hits the skin. Maybe that's it. But it's, if one person uses it, it should last a year for that person, each person. Kathy, any comments? Has anyone in your family tried that?
Oh, yeah, I've been doing that, and my husband does that, too. His blades last a long time. I haven't bought blades in forever. So, yeah, we do the same thing, Ben.
Great, great. Okay, what else do you have for us, Kathy?
Well, Vince, and I think you mentioned this before, but I was reading about the grain harvest, and it is down, and the prices are up. And one farmer that was had a huge amount of grain that they normally, process and farm, he said that even a year or two ago, they had a year's supply of grain, and he said now they don't have any extra surplus. Plus, he said the harvest is down. So he said that prices are going to go up on all the grains, which is unfortunate. And in Idaho, there were some farmers there saying that the potato crop is 50% less and their onion crop is 50% less. And the last thing, I did want to get this out before we end, Vince, is I was reading that some of the suppliers were told to limit their order on potassium iodide. So that, if you don't have it, you may want to get some. So I just thought that was kind of concerning that now it could be a supply thing, Vince, but if you end up needing it and then you can't get it, that could be an issue.
Yeah, and we've talked with Dr. Shealy a number of times about this. Class, you may want to get some Lugol's iodine, L-U-G-O-L-S. And I just typed in, and I'll let you know what comes up on the search. Lugol's iodine, J. Period Crows, J. Crows Lugol solution, 2 fluid ounces, $14.95. Now, you can get it on eBay. And at Walmart.com. That's where I got ours, and we can get on Amazon.com. You may want to have some iodine. And why is this? Because in the event of a nuclear catastrophe, iodine will prevent radiation from being absorbed by your thyroid. And it may save your life. So it's very inexpensive. You need to do your own research on what to take, and there are two different kinds of iodine. There's elemental iodine, which is the letter I on the periodic chart, and then there's potassium iodine, which is Ki, which is different. So find out, do your own research. I'm not going to give medical advice, but maybe we can get Dr. Shealy Soren to tell us a little bit about that on Monday. But do your own research, and you may want to get some pretty soon. Kathy, thank you so much. Coming up, Dane Wigington. Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.